I'm honored to be here with my colleagues to urge the Senate to pass the Justice and Policing Act. I think this legislation is very personal to me, not only because I'm a black man who has been unjustly arrested and profiled because of my race and in some regards my religion. It's because I also worked for more than a decade in law enforcement, and I saw firsthand the culture that white supremacy can thrive in particularly in police organizations. And I want to be clear that I also know that, and still know, there are plenty of wonderful, wonderful police officers who care deeply about their communities and have the best of intentions. But too many officers are motivated by racism and unchecked bigotry, or even corrupted by unchecked power and the blue wall of silence, quite frankly. So I think policing has to be reformed and even reimagined to ensure black Americans and Latinx Americans can trust the people who have sworn to serve and protect them. Our legislation is a very important step toward achieving that goal. But it's not just in scope. It's an embrace of common sense reforms that Hoosiers and all Americans have been advocating for so many years. So I've been hearing this from constituents and from Hoosiers and folks across the country. I've been honored to join several rallies for Black Lives Matter in Indianapolis that happened recently. And what I'm hearing and what I imagine my colleagues are hearing is that we have to work much harder to build trust between law enforcement and the communities they serve. And this legislation is a step in the right direction. It holds police accountable through changes like requiring them to have body and dashboard cameras, a provision I strongly push for. Americans have expressed their desires for change very clearly. The House listened. Now it's time for the Senate to pass this landmark bill. And, you know, it's about ensuring the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and so many others are not in vain. That's why the Senate has to pass this legislation as soon as possible. So let's keep up the pressure to encourage them to do the right thing